In retrospect, it seems we lacked imagination. About 2 months ago on this program, we enthusiastically reported on a phenomenon of web videos involving the mint candies, Mentos, and Diet Coke. When the Mentos are dropped into the bottle, a geyser of soda more than 10 feet tall spews out. Michelle Norris and reporter David Kestenbaum demonstrated the effect.
Holy Toledo.
How high do you think that was?
I think that was 12 feet. What do you think?
Yeah, and the bubbles are going down. There doesn't appear to be...
While impressive, our experiment was downright crude compared to a new video we've come across. Two men in Maine, Fritz Groba and Stephen Voltz, have created a mesmerizing Mentos and Diet Coke performance that they call a spectacular mint-powered version of the Bellagio fountains in Las Vegas. It involves 101 bottles of soda, and it's set to a soundtrack. I spoke with Fritz and Stephen earlier today. Fritz begins by describing how they choreographed so many leaping, arcing streams of pop.
Well, we start with some very simple geysers, jets of Diet Coke that go a good 20 feet in the air, and it only gets crazier from there. We have them swinging on ropes that create sprays all over the place. We have them spinning and shooting off in different angles. You don't know where Diet Coke is going to come flying out of next and where it's going to go.
And you guys are in protective goggles and lab coats, and you are sort of dancing around very delicately, unleashing the Mentos into these bottles, moving around this big table and ropes that you've set up.
Exactly right. It was very much a dance between Fritz and me and the bottles.
We choreographed it exactly that way and rehearsed it and knew that we had rows upon rows of bottles that we proceeded through, had them marked out as to what sequence we should drop the Mentos in.
So it was like X's and O's on a football chart.
Absolutely.
It looked like a battlefield beforehand. There were little flags and strings that were labeled, and different. We had color-coded strings running from different bottles for different times to pull them.
Fill us in here. How many Mentos were sacrificed in the name of art here?
Well, we individually drilled 523 Mentos.
And when you say drilled, explain what your trigger mechanism is here.
Well, we drill a hole, a very small hole in each Mento, and then string them onto a piece of fishing line. And that we can put through a hole in the cap, and when the time is right, drop it into the soda.
And Stephen, I've watched this, and when it becomes very clear that this must have taken a whole lot of practice to get this thing going just as you've choreographed it, right?
It did, but we couldn't practice it live with bottles, so because we didn't have 7,000 bottles to work with.
Well, that would be a problem. Yeah, what'd you do?
So we spent the entire day before practicing with invisible bottles, going through the choreography.
You know, when you were in the middle of this extravaganza, do you have a sense of whether it's working or not, or did you have to watch the video to say, wow, this is great?
We knew that everything we planned was working, almost, but we had no idea how it would come out on video until we sat down to watch it.
And we ourselves couldn't believe the results. As I said, we had one chance at this. It felt a lot like we were filming blowing up a building. You know, all this elaborate setup, you know, carefully positioning all the bottles. And so we were, you know, fingers crossed that the camera worked. And sure enough, we watched it afterwards and went, oh, boy, that was more than we hoped for.
Well, you've done now the 101 bottle version. Is there an encore? Have you thought about your next step?
Well,
oh, yes.
We are working on a couple new ideas that we are not at liberty to divulge at this juncture. We are working on something that could be really amazing.
Well, how about a little hint?
Oh, golly. Let's just say we're trying to go bigger and better and higher and produce a level of Diet Coke and Mentos explosion that has not yet been seen on the face of the planet.
Well, we'll be watching. Fritz Grobe and Stephen Voltz, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Melissa.
Fritz Grobe and Stephen Voltz say they spent more than $500 on their extreme Mentos and Diet Coke experiment, and you can check out the video at our website, npr.org.